And happen better. I think this is a big information idea. Now, did I leave off at the 13th verse? Okay. Give us just 10 seconds to go back. That's going to take a minute. John starts about the woman and the dragon. This is critical. Some of you weren't here last week, so we're going to touch it. A great wonder sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun on it, and the moon on her feet, and a crown of 12 stars. She's pregnant. A godly thing is happening, okay? She gives a child in great pain. She cried out in pain. Another sign in heaven came, enormous red dragon. Well, the red dragon, of course, we're looking at Satan, the devil, Beelzebub. Pick a term you like. Okay, the woman gives birth to a child. The devil tries to kill a child. The devil had seven heads and 10 horns. Some will allude to those 7 heads may be 7 different huge powers, such as Medes and Persians. You got your Greeks. You got your Romans. You've got all the different powers and the stages that went through. The Goths and the Visigoths and all those that attacked. The 10 different corns could be 10 very powerful rulers. And you can name 10 pretty powerful rulers. You know, you can go to Napoleon. You can go to some of the Caesars. You can go to Alexander the Great. But whatever it is, this is figurative language. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely, positively.
Yeah.
Growing up, I didn't see and hear much about the devil. 1971, Hal Lindsey came out with a book called The Devil, Satan is Alive and Well on Planet Earth. And from that important time, a lot of us radical conservative Christians begin to understand that there's an active force warring against us. The devil. Up to that, we were talking about thinking nice, you know, and everybody loves each other, hold hands, sing kumbaya, and have Sunday school. But now we've got to realize that there is a formidable foe. And I think in this, what we're doing is we're seeing that foe come on. And the dragon stood in front of the woman, was about to give birth. He wanted to devour the child. He wanted to destroy the child. Now, if the allegory holds true that I do believe in, that child is Jesus. Remember Mr. Herod wanting to kill the young child all the way back to the time of Jerusalem? If that's true, then one of the dragon's heads would, of course, been Rome. And many do believe that Rome, well, look what Rome did to the early Christians. So I have no problem believing that. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will. Now, that's future tense. And I think it's important. I think these words are given to us on purpose. Does everybody say in verse 5, will? Sharon, what do you got?
Was to rule.
Was to. Still future tense. Was to rule. Was to rule all nations with an iron sepulcher. That's the staff in your hymn. The child was snatched up to God and his throne. When was the child snatched up to God? Well, you'd be talking when Mary Joseph took baby Jesus to Egypt, or after the resurrection and the 40 days, the ascension on Mount Olives, and when Christ was taken back into heaven, Acts chapter 1 and following. She there went to a place prepared for her for a time, times and time and a half, or you also see 1,260 days, which is also 42 months, which is 3.5 years. That's a term that's used a lot. 3.5 years is used a lot. Okay? We talked in verse 7 about a verse some of you said you never heard of before. A war was in heaven. There was a war in heaven. Now, was is past tense. That means it's already happened when John is writing this. I do believe it's already happened. Okay? Are you cold? I have got sweat beads on my forehead. Ladies, y'all in blankets inside? A war in heaven. Angel Michael, the archangel, fought against the dragon. God's warriors fought. And I believe the allegory simply is there. We are now God's warriors. And some of the things that we have to fight are ever present and growing fastly. growing fastly. $1,200,000 apiece.
The average of $50,000 a year
apiece,
yeah.
And they weren't injured, a lot of them.
They were shown having a blast.
Yeah. So there's still lies and problems in the world. I spoke to you all in Sunday School Sunday, read an article about a guy that's having a seminar starting next week on Tuesdays from the Renaissance Society. And he lists the things. He says, I want to teach you all. I don't know if I still left it up here. I want to teach you all about the liberal point of view, liberalism, why it's getting a bad rap, and why the Christians shouldn't be against us, and the things that the Christians are drawing fighting lines on, such as abortion and homosexuality and climate change. He named about a dozen things that he said shame on the conservatives and the Christians. Here we go. Specifically, the Judeo-Christian context, to many who are vocalized and divisive, were divisive. Do you know I was divisive? Because I'm against what they're for, so I'm divisive. I'm for what the Bible's for, so I guess I'm really divisive. Vocalized and divisive current issues such as patriotism, war, abortion, war on women, homosexuality, poverty, and environment. So if you're for those things, you're against society. If you're against those things, if you're against abortion, war on women, homosexuality, poverty, environment, and patriotism, war, you're against modern liberalism. It's right here. I can't make that up. I'm not that smart. He's a retired pastor, professor, and activist with 6 degrees. So I called him Monday. Well, you didn't think I would? Seriously. Absolutely did. Called him Monday. I introduced myself, told him where I was. He said, well, he came from a very conservative Missouri Synod, and he wanted to tell me what it was so I'd be prepared. I thought, you ain't prepared for me. So he gave his little spiel. I said, you're against patriotism. Oh, yeah, it's about, his subject is called More About Me, Less About Me and More About We. Less about people, more about the community. I said, I'm for patriotism. God bless them all. I get tears in my eyes when they raise the flag and when a soldier dies. I'm for war if it's a moral war and just war and it helps the people that are downtrodden. Amen. Well, he didn't like that. And the next one, he says, well, what about abortion? It's not in the Bible. I said, you're right, the word isn't. I said, so you're all in favor of sacrificing babies in fire to the god of Moloch? Well, no. I said, what about the commandments in Leviticus when you harm an unborn child in a woman's womb of the debts that you have to pay? Is that in the Bible? That's a Bible college professor, folks. Well, he said, well, what about this homosexual thing? I said, what does the Bible say? Don't ask my opinion. I don't even care what Phil Robertson says, although I agree with him. What's the Bible say? Well, we need to discuss that. Then his final term was, well, what about environment? I said, God said, subdue the earth and use it. We don't need to be polluters, but we don't need to be scared to death of it either. He said, well, I guess it's open to a matter of interpretation. So I said, well, you explain that to God when you talk to him, because I've already heard what he had to say.
This is where it started in our colleges.
About 40 years ago. Starting education. But see, we knew that was going to happen because the first thing Adolf Hitler did was to control the colleges, the universities, and provide his own. And some of y'all may remember that little fella. I saw Peggy back in the back, and then I saw Jack.
I just want to know if he changed your mind,
Eddie. If you have to ask that question, you don't know me very well. Bob.
Did you give him your phone number so when he prepared his rebuttal, he could call you?
It's on cell phone. He got it, yeah. I told him what church I was at, too. Told him he's welcome to come visit.
Yeah.
What am I afraid of?
That's what I was asking.
The truth? Colonel Jessup said it best in the movie, Few Young Men, Few, not the right stuff. Few Good Men. The truth, you can't handle the truth. And when we take truth to power, truth wins. Do not be afraid. I'm so upset my ears are hot. I saw another. Hey, Jack.
Well, I was just saying amen to what Owen said. Because my first year in college, he raised a conservative Baptist church. I mean, it was very conservative. And the first year, it was a mandatory religious class on religion, which I had it actually in high school. But it so confused me my first semester in college with all the things that propagated. It was amazing how they were trying to change everybody's view of everything. And it hadn't stopped. I mean, it's...
Well, true, and I said, Mr., I'm a liberal in true meaning of the terms. Liberal means loving, willing to learn, acceptable, and stuff like that. But I don't believe in liberalism. I said, you all have totally attacked a true statement that was good. I said, I've got a liberal arts degree. I'm not apologizing for that, but not the way you all look at it. So we see they want to scare us and keep us from speaking out. And that's what we can't do because the truth doesn't change. The front part of my book's 4,000 years old. Back part of my book's 2,000 years old. It still hasn't changed. But they want to say, well, everybody's doing that.
Not everybody.
Oklahoma this week replaced their Christmas and menorah displays with a statue and something honoring Satan. It's on the news today. You saw it? Was it Oklahoma? Was Oklahoma, wasn't it? I'm almost positive
Oklahoma. It was Oklahoma. It was a group from New York that decided that.
Okay. Let me give you one more thing before I move on. Thank you, Sharon. Atheism is a religion. Liberalism is a religion. They just don't want us to know that that's how they worship. Okay. Now you got me worked up. I'm always worked up. So there was a war with Michael and the devil, and I still think it's going on today, and you all know that I do. But the devil was not strong enough. And his angels, the devil's angels, the minions of angels, evil spirits, if you like to use that term, I'll go with you on that. They were not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. And the great serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray, he was hurled to the earth. He leads the whole world astray. They say, Dwight, how do you know this is past? Well, go with me back to the book of Job. In that first meeting in the book of Job, God said when they had a meeting of all the angelic creatures, where you been there? He said, I've been walking to and fro. And that's when he introduced the war over the soul of Job by testing him, but first in his possessions and in his body. Okay. Now we go on there. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, verse 11. By the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. We've got to remember that it does not come from our strength, our intelligence, our actions. Salvation comes from the blood of the Lamb. The devil been hurled out. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, for you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. The devil is here. He is working against us. And you read the news. Can you not read some of the tragic news? That's the devil working. It's got to be. But see, by knowing that, we're prepared for it. And we won't let it affect us. And we won't let the bad news get us down. Because we got something better coming. Michael.
We can use that verse for today too, can't we? Where it says
days, we can put ourselves. Absolutely. I hope we do. That's the whole goal. He's not talking about just those that are time. Remember, the whole issue that the angel is given to Michael, to Daniel, to John, the Revelator, when he says it was, is the past, the rest of it's going to happen. So we're the ones that are happening now. We are the ones that are going to happen. That's why we've got to be ready. It's our task. The old ancient preachers are dead and gone. Peter and Paul and James and John, they're dead. We're the ones that took their place. Okay. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman to give birth to the child. The devil doesn't give up. He knows he's lost, but he doesn't give up. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle, so she may fly to a place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of from time, times, and a half a time. There's that 3.5 years again. Over and over and over, 3.5 years. 1260 days, 42 months. Time, half time. Out of the servant's reach. Now, let me throw an interpretation from Dwight. This is not in the Bible. I want to throw this at you. And you know what? This is for thought. Where do we, beside in our backfield, where do we see eagles a lot?
On a high perch.
But where? I mean, universally, where do we see eagles a lot? You're not catching where I'm going, are you? No, those are turkey buzzards. Eagles, the symbol of what nation? I'm just wondering if along the lineage, now USA is never mentioned in the Bible per se, okay? Take my word, it ain't there. But I'm just wondering if the symbolism of the eagle may be protecting the woman. I got two choices. Jack says Israel, I'm not against that. But I've got another choice too. Stay with that, Jack. Remind me, we've got another choice in a minute. Is not our assignment here in the States. Had it not been for us in war, particularly from 1956 on, when they 1948 on, when they recreated Israel, the United States not protect them, Israel been gone. They'd all be Muslims. So that's one. Let me throw you something. Let's get down to 18, Jack. Remind me when I get to 18 to bring it up. Okay, so she's being protected. A place is prepared for her. So it's either Israel or the one I'm going to throw at you in a minute. That's right. At the end of the that means the end of the chapter. Get with me. Catch up with me. I like telling somebody you want them to quote the 250th Psalm. The woman had given two wings of the great eagle, so she might fly to a place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for time and a half, two times, out of the servant's reach. Then from his mouth, all right, now this is a serpent, we're back to the serpent now, from his mouth spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away. Couldn't grab a hold of her, couldn't kill her, now he's going to try to drown her out. So he spews water out. Then the dragon. Back up. But the earth helped the woman by opening up its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was so enraged at the woman that he went off to make war against the rest of her offspring. All right, Jack, you said Israel, and I can't disagree. Let me throw something else at you. What if it's the church? What if it's the church? The church. The church itself. Remember Simon Peter? Day of Pentecost, we call the birth of the church. Therefore, a period of time, the greatest growth of the church, particularly during the Great Awakening, was here in America. Now, I think we've lost a lot of that. But a lot of money was put into missions and a church work and help and all that kind of stuff. What if it's the church? And the offspring would be what? The Christians. Sharon. That's verse 18. I really couldn't find verse 18. That's verse 18. Yeah, see where I'm coming with the church part? Who obey God's commandments and hold the testimony of Jesus. Now, Jack, reason I don't think it's Israel right there because they don't hold the testimony of Jesus. God's already told us he's going to protect the Jews anyway. And I think it's America's assignment, back to where the woman with the eagles, to protect the Israels. I don't question about that. It is our responsibility. Back, anytime there's a tragedy, this is going to be a game. You remember six steps to some actor, that ugly guy. It's from that, but there's a guy that's supposed to, if you go back far enough, you probably can go from six steps to somebody that knows him. I'll find it in just a minute when my telephone operator comes back. I wish I knew what I was talking about. Keep an eye on where John Kerry is and watch the tragedies that surround what John Kerry's doing. Well, let me tell you. But you remember what happened when John Kerry got to Israel? It snowed in Jerusalem for the first time in decades. Becky, six steps to who? Kevin Bacon in it. Six steps to Kevin Bacon. So you keep your idea of where John is and see what's going on in the world. Chuck.
Yeah, when you were talking about the verse there, the dragon was enraged at the woman when he fought to wage war against the rest of her offspring. Now, what that could be, maybe, it might be, I don't know. The Christians are really taking it rough in this country. And we are the only ones who protect the Jews. And they're our offspring. And so anyway, I was thinking, if the dragon can't wage war against the United States and the Christians in the United States to protect the Jews, they're going to go down and wage war against the Jews.
Do you know that most, and I know dozens and dozens of Jews, and I've talked to them for hours and hours of time, I am more protective of Israel than they are.
Oh, yeah.
They could care less what happens in Israel. Their allegiance is the chief rabbi, if they have any religious... I didn't get my donut this morning. If they have any religious alliance to Israel at all, it's to the head rabbi in New York. That's where they control it. But I think we need to fight for Israel and protect Israel. I think that's God's assignment. What does it say? Sue's not here. Those who help Abraham shall be blessed, and those who curse Abraham shall be cursed. Chuck, go ahead.
Yeah, right now the Pope is over visiting Palestine. And the new peace deal is a peace deal they're going to have, which means they're going to give up more land in Israel, backed by the United States. And the Pope is supposed to be the one that's going to oversee this whole thing. You know, between the Muslims and the Jews.
Yeah. In 3 or 4 weeks, when we come to the Antichrist and the spokesman for the Antichrist, bring that issue up again, because it fits in. It does. It's too early for me to bring that up, but I want you to remember that. Okay, write on your hand like I do my notes, and then don't worship. So it says, see, simply there, against the rest of her offspring. That's why I think it's the church, her offspring, we Christians, and those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see how significant that is? We're having a discussion yesterday with a gentleman about the event I told you about a while ago, talking to that guy. And he said, well, how do these Christian preachers do some of this stuff? I said, there's a group. Now, the man preaches really good sermons, though incomplete. His name is Tony Campello. I may do part of one of his sermons on Christian. You ever heard him, Joe? Not Sinner's Hand of Anger, God, but it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Well, they were asking him the association. He says, well, he's very liberal. How can you do that? He says, well, I'm a red letter Christian. I said, what? He said, well, I didn't say what. Red letter Christian. In other words, if Jesus said it, it's in red letters, that's okay. If Peter or Paul or James or John said it, poof. So his limit to beliefs is about 2,000 words. And everything else is okay. I'm thinking, what an incomplete belief factor that is that fools people. Connie.
Yeah, a lot of people, some people I know, they say, you ought to go to the church and learn. They say, well, why would I go to church? He said, you go to one church, one preacher says this, you go to another church, another preacher says this. He says, you're just taking their interpretation. He said, why should I go to church?
Well, because one of them, if they open up the Bible, is going to be right. That's what you got to do. You can also go to different doctors and get different opinions, but you got to last on one of them.
Interpret the Bible differently, too. One person interprets, like she can interpret one way, I can interpret another way.
Bottom line is, you're not next, she's next.
I was just going to say, there's an awful lot of churches I've found that do topical teaching. And you know, it's just like
Marshall James Leggett, the gentleman that married us and got me involved and interested in preaching, said one Sunday, a preacher, young preacher boy who needed the job, said he preached sin, preached a sermon against alcohol. He said, oh, preacher, the elders called me and said, we grow grain here. They make bourbon from our grain and Don't preach on drinking again. Well, next Sunday, he preached against tobacco. He said, preacher, see all the big barns? So they're full of tobacco. So that's what pays your salary. Said, do not be preaching against tobacco. And he went through three or four different things in the Bible, and every one of them the people were offended by. Oh, next one was preached against gambling. He said, see them fine-looking things out in the field called horses. And they run around that circle, and we make money on horses. And said, don't be preaching against gambling. One more time, you're fired. He said, next Sunday he preached. He was okay. He preached how sad it was that the price of tea was going up in the mainland of China.
Covered all of it.
Yeah. You see, if you don't want to stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Sharon! There you go. And I don't apologize for that. I saw a beast coming out of the sea. Now, remember, the sea means body of water, okay? The Red Sea or the Reed Sea, or it's all sea. They don't use the word ocean. It means a body of water. Other than that, or a river. It had 10 horns and 7 heads. So now we've reversed from 7 heads and well, that's the same thing. 7 heads and 10 horns. And with 10 crowns on his horns. That's why you think the horns each represent a leader, a political leader. On each head was a blasphemous name. Now, the word blasphemy means speak against God. Okay? So there was names. Were they all the same name or 10 different names against God? I don't know. I can't tell you that. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but his feet was like that of a bear. A mouth like a lion. All right, now we remember that God had around him the four creatures. And one of them was a lion, one was a bear, one was an oxen, and the other was an eagle. So creatures are quite representative for us in the book. But notice the word right there. It did not say was a leopard. It uses a simile. It resembled a leopard, okay? So get in mind that whatever he saw was so hard to describe, he had to give you picture words, something to assign it to. I'm going to say that you all do things like that and don't even know it. Okay, if I ask you what alligator tastes like, what would you say?
Chicken.
Tastes like chicken. There you. How many times have you tried to get the kid to eat something and say, honey, it tastes like chicken? And I said, well, give me the chicken then. You know, if you're hard enough up, Spam tastes like chicken. What? I kind of like that. Write that one down, Beck. We'll use that one of my... I said, if you're hungry enough. I said, if you're hungry enough. And you put enough mustard on it. Mouth like that of a lion, the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and authority. Now, this is the first time we're talking about the beast, okay? The beast, his power and authority. Comes from the dragon. Who's the dragon? Who's the dragon? Satan. Okay, so Satan now gives the power for this creature. He's assigned his power to this creature. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. In other words, it was something that cut, banged, whatever, his head. And he thought it was going to kill him, but it regenerated. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshiped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. They also worshiped the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? We frequently get ourselves impressed with things that shouldn't be that impressive. Do you ever notice that? I mean, seriously. Let me give you an example. I can't go back far enough, but let me give you. Any of you ladies, now you don't have to raise your hands if you don't want to. But any of you ladies ever gone out and said, I want my hair cut like Dorothy Hamill? Remember that? Yeah, okay, there you go. We get impressed and we try to say, I want to emulate that person. I want to dress like... Some of you girls can remember. Did anybody ever buy a pillbox hat like Jackie Kennedy? Testimonies right there. See how we look to other people and want to identify with them? Gerald. I'm going to plant the day he plants with the seed he, and I'm going to use the same. We do that. And sometimes it works. Except when somebody passes you on interstate going 95 miles an hour, you probably want to drive like they drive. Okay, so see, they're in awe. You know? I mean, let me give you one more. Just hit my mind. We hit the women with two of them. The Marlboro Man. Sat on that horse. Yep. It wore that hat. Be cool. Smoke a cigarette. Marlboro Man. The men worship the dragon because he'd given authority to the beast. So they love the beast so much, they liked the dragon too. You see, sort of identifying with the power. Who is the beast? What's he like? Who can make war against him? They were so awesome that nobody can defeat him. And folks, you know, no matter what the dynasty is, I don't care if it's in sports, I don't care if it's in business, automakers or whatever, as soon as somebody thinks they can't be beaten, they are. I've probably never told you all this. This is a secret I hide even from my wife. But I follow college basketball pretty close. Don't tell anybody. And you'll be surprised how few times that the number one rated team going into the NCAA tournament wins it. Wins it. But everybody said, oh, they're made to do it. And this past weekend, they had four games. I know Indianapolis, who was 2-3 of them, the one were way underdogs. Yeah. So not everybody's favorite always wins. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies to exercise his authority 42 months. Here we go again. 3.5 years. I'm going to tell you, in my lifetime, a gentleman from Louisville, Kentucky, he'd been an Olympic athlete. Who am I going to say? No. Cassius Marcellus Clay. You got to start with the starting. You know who I'm talking about. I am the greatest. You remember that? Everywhere he goes now, somebody has to lead him. His either dementia or the beatings that he took in the head, particularly with what Foreman did to him, stuff like that, he doesn't even know which end of the match to hold when he's lighting the birthday candle. So those who are the highest can come down and fall the farthest. And I that's what I see that like that. Proud words. Blasphemies. Gary Hart was pretty much sure he was going to be the president. What was it? 80 or 82? Accused of having a girlfriend. He said, well, just follow me and prove it. So somebody took a telephoto lens on a boat called Monkey Business and found a person other than his wife sitting on his lap in a very small bikini, and that's as far as we'll go. Matter of fact, he didn't make president, in case you didn't know. The proud words and blasphemies to exercise his authority for 42 months, 3.5 years. He opened, in verse 6, he opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name, mean God, and to slander his dwelling, which we would call heaven, and those who are living, who live in heaven. Now he's done picked on all the little people, now he's going to the top. He wants to take their place. He was given power to make war against the saints and conquer them. He was given authority over every tribe and people and language and nation. All inhabitants on the earth will enter the beast. All those whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb. Might as well go home because I can't say anything else. That's it. The devil cannot control the Christians. He has authority over the world, but not over us. Why? What did the song say? What's the writer say? He that is in thee is greater than he that is in the world. And if that one lion wasn't in there, we might as well go home and get drunk and die because there's nothing good. That line should be outlined in everybody's Bibles. Let me read it again. He was given power. I'm thinking by the beast. With a qualification by God. He was given power to make war against the saints and conquer them. It's not going to be easy to be a Christian. Saint stands for the word sanctified. Those who have been blessed by Christ. Give the war against saints. Conquer them. He was given authority over every tribe and people and nations. The whole world is going to be controlled by Satan. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. All whose names have not. That's the key to the whole thing. Not been written in the book of life belonged to the Lamb that was slain for the creation of the world. So that's it. That's how we can go by all the troubles in this world today and all the wars and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the communists and anything that you want to pick on that's trying to destroy us. That's how you can withstand that because we are not controlled by Satan. And though we may die early, and though our death may not be pretty, either by a disease or by an accident or by terrorist, our soul will not. I'd save that for a sermon. That's a pretty good sermon right there. Y'all got a free one this week. Who will be slave who, for the creation of war? Yes?
Would you say the beast is the Antichrist? He's everybody in the world that is against Christianity like they're doing now. They're pushing against
Bob, I can see where you're going, but we're going to hold a separation when we get to, because Antichrist isn't brought up yet. The word Antichrist means against Christ. So, a figurative creature, but it applies to everybody who disavows Jesus. Everybody. Mary Lou. The system. Did she know about the NSA before it came out? Or the government supercomputer that knows everything you do and that you buy? Huh? It is. Was first put into play back in the early 70s not Warsaw, Poland. The first one was overseas. It's what in the area that became the place they use a euro, European common market. I'll think of it tonight and call all of you. But yeah. Brussels, Belgium. You know the story too. Thank you. That's exactly what it was. Brussels, Belgium. Yeah. So, yes, I am firmly in belief that everything you've ever done that's had a paper trail on it is somebody knows about it. You know, you can't go to the doctor until the doctors that are going along with Obamacare, they have to put everything you've got on computer and send to the government. They are asking you all, they will ask you when you go in, if you have guns in your house. They will ask you when you go in, if you have a gun in your house. Obamacare just took place about a week ago over there. You've not gone into a conforming doctor yet. It's the law. It's the law. Jack.
The VA's been doing that for about a year already.
You know what they claim? We want to find if you have fatigue syndrome, if you're going to go Looney Tunes and shoot up everybody. What's, yes, ma'am? But they have to ask you, don't they?
They do have to ask
you. You know what you tell them? What's that got to do with my medical? I decline. There you go. Yeah.
I'm willing to tell them I've got two.
Yeah. You, on everything got nothing to do with your hangnail.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know how many people just say it because they think they're supposed to? We're sheeple. Half sheep, half people. Rebecca Jean. Oh, this is my wife testifying to a crime. She dropped a copy of her paper on him. You see? Y'all think I'm just a crazy person, don't you, when I bring this up? It's coming this way. And I've been preaching like this since 77. Chuck.
Now, when you talk about the beast and these supercomputers, NASA's been gathering information for years and years and years.
information comes into it, and this quantum computer is actually frozen at 2 degrees above Kelvin, which is 1 degree is the coldest thing in the universe. We can't get down to that. Anyway, when things get that cold, they change. The molecular structure changes in it, just like heat. And they can get any information they want out of this thing now. So if they want your address or your name, they can put that in that Kelvin, gas Kelvin for it, or the quantum computer for it. It comes out, it'll give them your name, your address, everything, who you called, who you associate with, what your political agenda is, everything like that. Every person on
you know where this is at? Harry Reid had it built out there in Utah. I think it's prominent somewhere in Utah. Harry Reid had it built. Has there been information? Every time you make a phone call, it's recorded. It's recorded. Now,
if you want to talk to somebody or communicate with somebody, mail a letter. That's the only way you get around it.
Write a letter.
Mary Lou. Mary Jo. Mary Berry. The only problem with that is, what if they decide, all right, church talked to me, I've told some of you this, church talked to me about 4 months ago about moving somewhere else to start another church. I'm glad I said no because it's cold where they are. But I said, guys, you all are 3 or 4 years away from starting a church. I said, what do you mean? I said, do you know what it takes to legally start a church? Joe, you know what I'm talking about, what it takes to legally start a church? I said, you remember just this past year we found out that the IRS was stopping churches from starting up because they were going to give them their tax information number and their tax papers. And that's how they held churches back for 3 years. You see, these things are coming true. We may not even know it. God knew this was going to happen. We should not be surprised. Yeah. He goes to control some human beings. Mary Lou. All whose names have not been written in the book of life. You see how significant that one line is? That it protects us. He who has an ear, let him hear. We'll stop there. We might get excited and go another hour.